Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Camping, let's go camping. Do you wanna go camping? Can't wait to go camping. Even if you hate camping, you still gotta go camping.
By now you might have heard I'm going camping this weekend. we are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and everyone on the show is concerned about me, and I don't know why. They're all like, don't do it. Everyone has listeners have called in. The people who listen to the show are like, Brett, you're not going to make it back. So Monday, who's taking over, guys?
Cause I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard. It's hard enough to go camping, like, you know, by yourself or with a significant other, with friends. You're taking two little kids.
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. We're going to go camping this weekend. Mm.
Two kids who love structure.
They do love churches. Yeah. That'd be real interesting. Yeah, my son's already like, are we bringing the sound machine or what?
No. A different type of white noise. Yeah. Will be.
Yep.
So the Hannah, Kevin, and AB have three questions for me to prove that I'm ready. So guys, I know a lot about outdoors. No, you guys don't believe me, but go ahead, fire away whenever you're ready.
Okay. We're starting off with an easy one.
Okay, duh. All of them would be easy for me.
What type of knot is most useful when pitching a tent?
A mega knot. It's my last name. They named the damn knot after me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Wrong. It is a taut line knot.
Yeah, that's the same thing. People call it taut line or mega knot. It's like a common thing.
Is it? My bad.
You wouldn't know it as a non-camper, but people have named the knot after me. It's we only talk about it outdoors, and since we're in the building right now, we're in the current building.
Sorry, I feel horrible. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's see if your camping expertise can answer this question.
Well, one for one.
What is the best way to dispose of human waste at a campsite?
You just poop in the woods, bro. Like, what are you
yeah, well, how, and if you poop in the woods, how do you get rid of that?
You put trees over it, and then you run.
You plant a tree over it?
No, you like put some leaves, you know? You like put some leaves over the top.
A little bit of coverage.
Yeah, coverage. Right. You cover it.
You should find a remote spot at least 70 big steps away from water and other campers.
Some people need to go farther than 70.
Probably.
You fill in the hole after you put waste in it.
That's what I meant. Fill in the hole, put some leaves over the top.
I would almost give him that point.
You would
and
almost give him.
That's what's great is you fill over the hole and then someone steps in it and like falls down and like twist their ankle and land in poop. It's like a sabotage too for people that are coming after you, because when I camp, people are after me. Why are you guys like, seriously, but like I've had a camp a few times, you know, like out there for survival.
Because you're on the run?
I'm on the run.
I've been
on the run a few times, guys.
Brett's in his fugitive era.
Right.
All right, next camping question. Of course, I have to ask you about bears. What do you do if you spot a wild bear?
Dude, it's like...
Think carefully.
So if you've ever seen... like where they like the Lindsay Lohan movie, you double hit the like sticks away from bears. So when you double click the sticks,
the parent trap.
Yeah, like in the Parent Trap, you double click the sticks together, and that keeps bears away.
No.
Yes, it's in Parent Trap. Lindsay Lohan knows everything.
I'm pretty sure that was for mosquitoes, not bears. And
the older Parent Trap, they do it. I don't know.
You identify yourself by slowly waving your arms so it knows you're not prey. Give it a little warning. And no matter what, do not run. They don't like running.
If I see a freaking bear, I'm running. I'm doing that stick thing and throwing the stick at
you're
that bear.
You're going to be running while hitting the stick.
So I passed. I nailed it. You guys feel good about me?
I lost even more faith. I had no faith, but I have negative faith now in you.
Well, great. So, is that it?
No. We've got some extra questions for you.
You have an extra...
Some visual aids to help you as you camp this weekend.
And if you get these wrong, your whole family could die.
Oh, great.
Camping. Let's go camping. Do you want to go camping? Can't wait to go camping. Even if you hate camping, you still got to go camping.
Survive. I'm going camping this weekend and everyone thinks I'm not going to survive. You don't think I'm outdoorsman? I think people look at me and they think, man, where does that guy get his flannel shirts from? That's what they say. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy is like basically Bear Grylls. And so they've had a series of questions for me, which I clearly aced about camping. And now they have a series of visuals. Did you consult your camping experts, Doug and Julie?
The Roy family?
The Roy family?
Yeah, actually Kevin? I did. And we were going to try to have you build a fire in the studio, but...
You want me to? I can do
it. We honestly really wanted to get a campfire in here, but nobody had flint.
Yep.
I don't need flint. I'll just whip it up right now. Just boom. All of a sudden, fire will just be going.
All right.
Yeah. Like Tom Hanks.
Show your talents, I guess.
Castaway. Yeah. Like, look, me and Wilson, I have made fire. All right, so what kind of visuals you got for me?
Okay,
here?
So go ahead and pick up these pieces of paper.
Okay.
We have got some pictures of some berries and some nuts.
Okay. Thanks for sending me a bunch of pictures of people's nuts.
And you're going to tell me on that first one, A or B, go ahead and describe them. Which one do you think is poisonous and which one will kill you?
A looks like it's a red berry of some sort. And it kind of looks like a olive. And then it's like a smaller orange tomato, like a small baby tomato, but it's an orange color. And it is very obvious that it's A, the olive, because olives are disgusting.
That's going to kill you?
Yeah, duh.
You're right. Hey! That one's going to go ahead and give you seizures.
Yeah, seizures. Yeah, exactly what I knew. Boom.
Yep. That one's called a yewberry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Everyone knows that, Hannah. Duh.
All right, Brett, in front of you now, you have two pictures of several nuts.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right.
Immaturely, chuckle.
Okay. Which of those nuts are safe for you to eat?
So A looks like a small nut, and then it's like there's like an acorn around it. And then B almost looks like an almond, and almonds also are disgusting and have no purpose. They are the driest nut in the entire world. So B would probably make my mouth dry, and then I would just need some kind of water of some sort and looks terrible, so no one would eat those nuts. B nuts.
So you would not eat B?
Not B.
Oh, wow. You are correct. And by the way, B are not almonds. A, those are the almonds.
Yeah, those are disgusting too.
B are Brazil nuts. If you eat them, you could have kidney failure and die.
Duh.
Worse than thirst is what you were thinking.
Right.
All right, last one. You have two pictures of berries. Which one do you think is poisonous?
They look kind of similar. So A looks like a small little blueberry, and then B looks almost like, I would almost describe it as like a grape. Looks like a purple grape of some sort. Mm-hmm. B.
Okay. You chose ivy berries. The other one was pokeweed. Are you confident?
Yes.
After hearing the names? Well, both will kill you.
I almost said you guys were going to try to trick me.
The one that you picked causes nausea, vomiting, and death. And pokeweed, the one that looks like a little blueberry, contains toxic compounds in the roots, leaves, and stems, and 1,000% will kill
you. Guys, I knew that. I almost said that, but I didn't think you guys were clever enough to do that.
Yeah, sure. You know what? A true camper would have known.
Yeah.
I will talk to you on Monday. It's going to be great. I'm going camping. I'm going to survive. Wait till you guys see me just living in nature, okay? Follow me on Instagram.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.